Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, this is Jordan B. Peterson calling my favorite podcast to ask my favorite host, Nicholas, as he's the only one as emaciated as I am, the most masculine form of the human body, I will add. I have recently found that it is a very logical hobby to bite and chew at people's ankles as they walk past on the street, a la his Volpino upbringing. I was wondering if he had a preference of dog food that I should start switching to in order to maximize my ability to nip and bite at people. Thank you. This is Jordan B. Peterson signing off.
The boys are back in town!
The boys are back in town!
We got all four. We got Ryan, Nick,
me,
and Josh.
We're here. We got the T's,
Jesus Christ,
and the we're all here.
World's quickest chunky.
Dump it.
Yeah, just might as well.
Already?
Should have started it with a just a sense. I am going to bleep because, yeah, you know, everyone deserves to be in suspense for that one. After we in the group chat said, hey, let's be better people.
I have been a better person.
No. I think.
Yeah. You know why?
Let's be worse people, but more clever.
When terrible people start taking our words and using them for hate, we can't use them anymore.
They do. Yeah.
It's folks. It's the art of the deal.
Can I still say WAP?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
We got the Italian pass.
We got the Italian. Yeah. He's at war with the Irish. He's at war with the Irish.
5'4" Sicilian in from New Jersey. Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Nick, you said you had some thoughts about baseball.
Dude, me and Ryan have a lot of thoughts about baseball right now.
Like Aroldis Chapman.
Oh my
God.
And how much he loves his mother.
Yo. A Freudist Chapman.
I wasn't okay. Like I was whenever it happened, and it was like, that's his mother. I'm like, new sound effects on
I
that.
I think
one.
That's just it's a cultural thing, you know.
There ain't no way.
For people who you know, violently abuse the people they love. Like, it might just be a culturally thing.
You're from the Isle of Cuba, Ryan. How did you? You've been everywhere, as we've dictated. Well, I mean, did you ever, you know, give your mother a big hug like that?
Can't say I Ryan. Have. Not like
at
that.
At 35 years old?
I'm sorry, Dox Ryan. His last name is Gusano. Ryan Gusano. that's been with me. I didn't even want to. I couldn't even think about like what to do with Victor Scott. All I kept thinking about was like everyone be like, "Don't share the Aroldis Chapman video," while sharing the Aroldis Chapman video.
So what, dude? He posted that on his Instagram.
On his Insta.
Like, does not. It does not matter. Everybody needs to see it.
I like that it's a weird line for a lot of people. Like, I don't know, because like it's funny, but at the same time, it just creeps everyone out when you show them that, or like, Like, I don't know. It's just like everybody has a line like of like what is like cringe and funny, and this is cringe just
in my dad's case, yeah. Quote, he's a sick cocksucker.
Yeah. I was gonna say your dad said that before he even found out. He was just like, you said his name. He's like, yeah, that's sick cocksucker.
Well, there's the report that said on the Chapman stuff, per source but direct knowledge, woman in the video is his mom. Was a quote innocent family moment where they joked Aroldis was a mommy's boy and she couldn't wean him off from breastfeeding in the video. He's seen acting like an infant.
Honk honk.
It's like, oh yeah, you know, that's a normal thing.
Yeah, mommy milkers, right? We're a mommy milkers.
I do that with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
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 No, sure. It would be.
I do that with Nick's girlfriend too, guys. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of latching onto the.
I do that with your husband.
Ryan's bisexual, everyone.
Yeah.
And I won't mention Nick's nose.
Moral war.
Okay, you just mentioned it.
But I did it cleverly.
Yeah, no, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot. We're turning over a new leaf, becoming more passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Nick, Ryan, you got some baseball shit you need to get off your chest, so go ahead.
Yeah, dude, Ryan, I want a chunky so hard right now, but you can fill in the blanks about AJ Preller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it eat, Nick.
Nick, I thought you were going to cook, and you're just
No, I'm letting you cook. I'm alley-ooping, baby.
Ryan, please cook. Ryan, finish this hot pocket.
I don't like. Okay.
Oh boy.
Not that Dylan Cease is like gonna save the team. Like he would have made the Cardinals that much better, but they got him for nothing. San Diego got him for nothing, and that is just.
Was it three prospects and an outfielder? If I saw.
Only one that was borderline top 100, right?
They took, what is it, three of the Padres' top 10, one of those
including
guys
one of the
100.
Ones that they got from the Yankees for Soto, too.
Yeah, that was the...
Blipped him. What the fuck?
Man, what are they doing? Like, that's the question.
Yeah, I don't get that. I thought the Padres were going rebuild or retool. Yeah. I mean, if I guess it was retool, it makes sense to get Cease, but I kind of thought they weren't going to. I thought they were done with this shit.
Yeah. What was the dude's name?
Pretty good pitching staff.
Tom Seidler, the guy that died, what was his name?
Oh, their owner?
Yeah.
I think it was Seidler here. Let me look it up.
Seidler? Anyway, he's haunting Preller right now.
You did this to me.
He's in his mirror.
You
like fucking
this.
The Green Goblin mask, dude.
Avenge me. Avenge me, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, Seidler family, so it was. Rip, rest in pieces.
He was a good owner. He was a good guy, I think.
He was out spending the money. That's what we like on it.
He wanted to win before he died. And that didn't happen.
I saw the argument posted that we don't really have pitching prospects to give in this case. And like, I mean, I get what the point of it is. Cause
I was fine with giving up hints.
You
I really
gave up
was.
Hints for Cease? Okay.
I 100% would have.
Yeah.
Like,
what about Jerpy?
Look,
and Jerpy?
You know, Cease has a second place finish as a Cy Young and, you know,
his regression was like team wide too with the White Sox. So it's hard to say if like he got worse because of like his abilities or if he got worse because he was in like the middle.
Got worse because of the culture.
I would say that
100%.
Yeah.
I mean,
but their argument was there. You know, I sent you guys that funny Chris Rose clip today.
That was great. Yeah.
He cooked. But he was saying, you know, Cease is not very good outside of the division of the AL Central.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we're going to see, you know, I'm not going to, like, hate Cease because he's a Padre. Like, he's one of my favorite pitchers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want him to do good, but, like, we'll see, you know.
He's going to a pretty pitcher-friendly environment. too.
Yeah, San it's got Diego. That sea air.
Hey, what would Drunk Mike Schill have to say?
Jesus like, fucking yeah. Christ.
Dylan, you got to get on the goddamn really? Plane. We're going to Korea, Dylan.
It's dialing ceaseless discharge. Ooh, that's a stinky picture.
Dylan Cease. I haven't heard Cease since my ex-wife served me with those papers.
I wish my bitch ex-wife oh my would God. Cease her bitching. Would cease her calls for child support. I don't know why Mike Schill in this case has his children still. Well, I guess you could say the White Sox went out and Chris gets their men. Yeah. Chris Getz not a very good GM, I feel like. And
I mean, he hired Tony La Russa, pretty good.
He did. Tony Law Genius. Yeah. And then,
he looked for a guy with that dog in him.
He got that dog.
Yeah.
Otis.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't know.
So, yeah, C-Saint.
Talking to my dog.
It's C-Saint here anymore, so, or at least on the cards radar. Ooh. Everyone thought we were going to get another pitcher, and we're not. And actually, I don't even think we're going to get, like a legit free agent pitcher, no matter how cheap. Because, like, what's that conversation going to be like? You go to Michael Lorenzen being like, hey, you want to start for
the
like,
Yankees are interested two? In him.
Hey, you
that'd be a pickup.
You threw a no hitter in Vans last year. That was pretty fucking
whoa. Cool. You used to hit tanks because you were fucking good hitting man, pitcher, dude.
I wish he got traded to Detroit so that way you could do like the CC later.
Caesars. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Comedy folks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well received. Well received.
Yeah, no, everyone here is so happy you shared that.
Yeah.
I didn't even listen to Josh that whole time.
It sounded like he was whispering to me.
No, Josh. Josh, it's even the best hitters go 1-for-4 on an evening. So you just started off 0-for-1 with a 3-pitch strikeout. I mean, it's your second at bat.
What also,
I mean, I was hitting 1,000, but you're going to
interjection real quick. Josh, you don't talk into the top of that thing, you talk into the flat side of it.
Hello.
Oh yeah, that's much better.
Okay, I'm just gonna look like a fucking clown this whole episode.
You're gonna look like yeah.
Bozo's doing the dubs.
Oh shit! I'm not even supposed to be here. I hope I don't jack off.
Oh,
man. It's good to see the. It's good to see the gang. Man, so good.
I hate that I just learned this now about microphones. So,
with the little condom and everything.
Is that just this microphone? It's like that.
It's that one.
Yeah. There's
pull it up like
that
a yeah, like
that.
A corn on the cob.
Yeah,
like a lolly.
There's a stand for that you should have.
Okay, well, I'll go get it from Nick.
Yeah.
No, I think Nick. I think you have like the basket for it.
For that one?
Yeah.
I thought I gave it back. I'll take a look. I'll find it if we got it.
Yeah. Okay. Dylan sees. You know, the Cardinals should have traded for him.
Mm-hmm.
But. Like, are we going to see Hence this year at all?
No, I don't think we're going to see Hence.
He'll be a September call-up, probably.
He'll
be a
McGreevy and Graceffo both got sent to minor league camp today.
They did, and I think we're
so
more
did Sam
likely
Roberts,
to...
Roberts, whatever his name is.
Sam Roberts. I think we're more likely to see Graceffo this year than any of them, honestly.
He's looked good in spring, right?
He looked decent. I know his velocity wasn't there, but I mean, it's spring, and like he showcased a lot of off-speed pitches. Guy who looked sharp this past week was Zach Thompson.
Zach Thompson's looked great.
Say again.
Zach Thompson's looked great, I feel
you
like.
Sit up while you say that.
I refuse. Can you not hear me?
No, we can hear you. You piped in while you're on your phone doing that. I'm always on my phone. They went with Thompson and Libs starting back to back because they're gonna see who fills out.
Libertor is fucking cooked, boys. Yeah. He ain't starting.
He couldn't even trade him for Arizona iced tea.
We could have got him for Dylan Cease.
He's gonna be in the pen. He'll be fine in the pen.
He's 100% going to be in the pen.
I love what I saw from Lance Lynn today. 4 innings.
Yeah.
Two hits.
No ejections.
So, like, honestly, dude, if he can give us 6 innings of that every start, he's going to win Cy Young. It's going to be so cool.
Okay. God damn you.
Yeah.
Six innings of
no run
baseball. Yeah.
He has a zero ERA. Yeah, I think that's
Lance Lynn just fucking no hits every, but only for six innings. Only for six innings. He actually, oh Christ, because my brain is mush. I forgot where I was reading it. I think it was Athletic. I think it was Ken Rosenthal. Was talking to the rotation, being like, hey, you guys are fucking old. And Lance Lynn piped in with, yeah, but we're veterans and we eat innings. We all eat innings. That's what these younger guys don't know how to do. So we saw that. He's going to eat them innings, guys. He's going to gobble up. Gonna gobble
do you
it
think,
up.
Do you think it's going to line up? Let's see. They play seven games, right?
Yeah.
We might see Gray on opening day.
We'll fucking have no. If they don't have a day off, I don't think. So
might see Cease. Is that what you're thinking?
We might see. Well, we'll see Cease in San Diego. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying when we go that Thursday, we'll probably see Gibson.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. Miles Michaelis is the opening day starter. I'm so excited.
I mean, I think it all just depends on when they clear Sonny to come back.
Sonny,
he's going to start opening day.
You think he's coming back opening day?
Yeah.
He was pretty, I was reading about how he's pretty cautious because he's had the hammy issue before. He threw a bullpen where he was touching 91, 92, said he felt great on it. So, but I mean,
where does he normally sit?
Sonny sits like, that's around where he sits. Okay. He sits like 92, 95.
Not a low drop.
So, yeah. Yeah. The other unfortunate news, Tommy Edmonds not going to be swinging a bat for a week. Thing we were always worried about. Why didn't you have him have this fucking surgery earlier last year? The more like, what? You had Donnie get the surgery. Was the season that important?
Is there a chance like Tommy Edmonds just doesn't play much this year? Like this is like a thing that goes on and on for the whole year.
You know, actually, no, we didn't do, you know, bold takes or any, we should do one before that. But like, here's a bold take on it. I wouldn't be surprised if Tommy doesn't break 100 games this year. I would say maybe 80 to 90 at most. I don't think he's going to qualify for a batting title on it. I think it's going to nag him. I think the injuries, it seems to me with the recovery time and, you know, the funny line out of management that, you know, he's cleared for baseball duties. He's just having problems hitting and throwing, you know, two of the most important things to play in the sport.
He's great at catching, though. He's really good.
Awesome at that. He can catch a ball, and he's fast. I think Edmonds' injury is a lot more serious than what's being – not. I wouldn't say let on. It just – it doesn't seem like he's, like – I wouldn't say rehabbed. It just seems when he tries to take a step back, it just hasn't gotten enough time.
Okay, I got another question.
He can't swing a bat.
What are the odds that a picture comes out next week and Tommy Edmonds just missing like a chunk out of his skull? And John Mozeliak has to be like, oh, yeah, that happened. We didn't mention that? Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Lars Nootbaar got bit by a dog that we signed that we gave a non-roster invite.
I have something that is interesting to think about.
Okay.
Do you think the Cardinals will go one less pitcher in the bullpens, considering they have these veteran innings eaters,
mm-hmm.
and then go with an extra bench guy? Since like there's already two of the fucking four are already eaten up by Crawford and Carpenter, and then you got to deal with Burleson, who's hitting over 400, and Carlson,
Burleson needs to be
Scott and Herrera. There's four guys right there.
All right,
so Herrera is on, so there's three.
Yeah, Ivan has to be on.
Do you go Burleson or Carlson?
So I'm thinking
Scott plays, if Scott's the starting center fielder,
Herrera.
It could go either way, right?
Eric Gould wants it.
Yeah, they're going to have to. If they're going to go with the fourth, they would have the fourth outfielder with Burleson. Oh, wait, yeah, and one of them's going to have to start, so we have
Well, it won't be, actually. It's going to be Carlson because they're going to They're going to platoon him against left-handed pitching, so Burleson's the odd man out in my eyes.
Hold on, I'm thinking. Really think so we have
Crawford and
we have
Carpenter
Walker in right. We have Carlson in center. Who would we put in left? We would go with extra defense with Scott, is what everyone's thinking.
No, Scott's going to be in center field. It's going to be between Burleson, Carlson and left field.
We'll get to this in a second, but
it's so fucking frustrating that they signed Carpenter and Crawford. It's like annoying.
Yeah, but Nick, they
like there's so much depth, dude. Yeah, they don't.
They are reckless.
Lance
children.
Lynn is enough.
They're reckless children. They're babies that need to be burped. They need to have their diapers changed. We need it. Lance Lynn. We need Kyle Gibson. We need Sonny Gray.
32-year-old Nolan Arenado's fucking has a brain of a 17-year-old, apparently.
I want to stay up and watch Xbox and try to fight the fucking Mets.
Do your Rage Against the Machine bit.
The Rage.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Keep reading me. Fuck you. I won't go to bed. All right. So Carlson in left, Scott in center is what we're thinking. The three bench bats, Yvonne, fucking Brandon, fucking Matt Carpenter. And then we'd have, who would the fourth guy be then?
It's got to be Carlson or Burleson.
I thought I said, yeah.
But there's too many lefties.
Burley. Yeah.
There's three left. There's two lefties
yeah,
already.
So many. Yeah, they might have to go 14-12, which I don't like, because you have innings eaters, but they're not good innings eaters. So you're going to have a bullpen that comes in to clean up shit in the sixth inning or fifth.
Helsley Gallegos.
Helsley Gallegos. I would say O'Brien's on that roster.
Riley
O'Brien.
Riley O'Brien.
Riley O'Brien. We're going to get your
for sure. He's been great.
He's been great.
Keenan Middleton.
Yeah,
Kittredge.
Yep, we're at five.
Who's also been great? Those two guys have been fucking awesome all spring.
Yeah.
So
JoJo for six. JoJo was rough. Yeah, I think he's gonna be fine.
I don't think JoJo's gonna be on the fucking opening day roster.
Ooh, there's
he was our like possible
because closer. We got Liberatore,
Libs
for, in mind,
Libs and Thompson. So that
Zach Thompson and Matts. You know, is Matts gonna be our? Is he going to be our fifth starting pitcher or sixth? You know what I mean? Is he going to be in the bullpen again or what? Like, I'm so confused. And Matt's, I think,
yeah,
I think whatever roster construction they fucking do is going to be irritating.
Matt's, I think, hits the rotation.
I think it's down Zach Thompson will be the sixth starter, but he may not be
the
on the roster.
Oh, so you think he's going to
like
get
he'd
shipped?
Be like the sixth man that they call up.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That makes most sense.
When they need the sixth
smart.
Day.
Ryan's he's
smart.
Wise beyond his years.
Yeah, Ryan's a good boy.
So. And Ryan's
also JoJo will be on the roster, Nick, because they love him. They said it last year and they've
they
said
do
it.
Love him.
He was great last year, but he's been shit all spring.
Spring training doesn't mean anything.
Oh,
he
yeah,
could have
we
been throwing change ups like
yeah,
the whole
we
time.
We can't have an Irishman and an Italian in the same
yeah,
room.
No. No, yeah, it's probably best we send one of those down. It would mean
I think Palante's on the team. He's been good this spring, hasn't he?
He looked good. He had some K's.
He's got that death ball, baby. He's got that splitter change up.
I think
I think we should all go to Driveline. I think we could all.
That's where we're gonna do the Hornsby challenge.
I was gonna bring that up.
They could all fix us if we go to Driveline.
Yeah, he's like, you just gotta start making student loan debt payments on time, and you gotta get your foot down.
Nah,
you're way.
How
behind.
Do I throw 99?
They can email me all they want. I'm never paying it.
Yeah.
Nick's credit, man. R.I.P.
Oof, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's not a bad hill to die on. Because fuck student loans to begin with. Okay, like, perfect world is you go 13-13. But yeah, Nick, I'm in agreement with you. It's probably got to go 14 hitters and fucking 12 bullpen. But, I mean, we have seven relievers we have to dig up.
But, yeah, okay. So, yeah, Gray eats innings and Lynn eats innings and Michael. Like, so, yeah, we've got innings. Like, I think they can do that. For a while.
I'm hoping, like, again, like the thing with me is like quality of innings, because I think what we're going to get a lot of, we're going to get guys with like, this is going to be a mid four ZRA starting crew, but I think it's going to be a lot of either six innings, three or four earned, or seven innings, two earned, and then the next one's like three innings, eight earned, or, you know, something like that.
We're gonna lead the league in quality starts, but they're
maybe
they're gonna be at that level.
I'll say this: six and three all season long. I'll say this: and the Cardinals were like top; they were the top 10 or top 15 last year in starter innings pitched, believe it or not. But like, yeah, they're gonna at the very least we're gonna be top 10 in innings pitched by starters. Now you know the quality of it is a thing that you know I kvetch about, but
kvetch,
aye. But yeah, you have three left-handed bats. You need a fucking right-handed.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll make a wager real quick too.
Okay.
If Jack Flaherty's top 10 in Cy Young this year, I'm shaving my eyebrows.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard it here, folks. Heard it here.
Nick's been getting
he saw dude too.
Because he's been fucking lights been out great. All spring.
He's mid to high 90s, looks pretty vintage.
In Detroit's a deep park too. It'll flatten that ERA out.
Oh, he's gonna be so good. He's gonna be so fucking good, dude.
He's gonna be tight. They're gonna look like one of the Harkonnens from Dune 2.
And you know what? The Tigers are gonna be hardly in it all year. They're gonna DFA Javier Baez by July.
Oh,
he's gonna go to Miami Marlins and fucking go off.
Yeah. That's a
and take. The Marlins are gonna take over the Phillies.
I think the Tigers will actually be pretty decent. Pitching this spring has looked pretty well or going pretty
Scooball.
Well.
Scooball.
Is Jackson Job?
Scooball is fucking back, baby. And we got Jackson Job.
Is he gonna actually pitch though this year, or is he still too young for that?
He's Tariq looked Scooball? Like that so far, but
no
Tariq's
Job.
Been great. Yeah. Yeah. Tariq's fastball is back. So yeah. I don't know. Tigers would be a little scary, so good for them. Yeah.
I like them.
That's the AL Central, so
it's anyone's
pretty
game.
Shit division.
Yeah. If there was the only somehow the only other division shittier than the NL Central, Midwest fucking sucks.
Heart of America, baby. Heart of America.
Midwest in both league fucking sucks. God damn.
Oh, God.
All right, so back to this then. Victor Scott, should he make the roster or not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It cannot hurt anything.
Only if it's semi-permanent. Like, they intend to keep him up for a while.
What do they do with Carlson and Edmund, you know? When Edmund's back.
Well, I think if Victor Scott took flight, I think you just have to give up on Carlson.
No, you do have to give up on him at that point, yeah.
And they're around the same fucking age, which is even crazier.
My only concerns with is that, you know, bringing Scott up at the very least because he would be such a defensive upgrade that might stymie the bat because he hasn't faced AAA pitching. But also, I mean, to me, the big test is toward the end of spring training when he's facing more big league ready pitchers and MLB pitchers in general. And, you know, if he lights shit up there, sure. But, I mean, I would be okay with the cautious approach and starting him off in the minors that way, too.
Yeah.
Mason Wynn had, like, a 900 OPS last spring, and then when he came up to the bigs, he sucked. But, you know, it happens. It's rookies. And, like, you know, Jordan Walker's a generational talent, or at least that's what the scouting says. He's prodigious power. He's going to be a 40 home run guy. He's going to be a great player. And, like, do we feel that same level of confidence in Victor Scott? Honest question.
I mean, It's just different because they're such different bats to begin with.
I feel like this is
go ahead.
He could be like a Ricky Henderson ultralight.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to steal bases, and it looks like, you know, he has pretty decent contact profile. Was that a pet that screamed? Oh, no.
It sounded like a chicken gobbling.
That's just fucking Otis doing his shit, Uncle dude. Shit.
My ass prolapsed again. Will you shove it back in?
Thank you.
Come on, Otis.
Thank you.
Come on, Otis.
Come here, Odie.
Come on, little guy.
But do we just need the defense of Victor Scott? Like, do we just need a solid, like, who cares if he has a 600 OPS if he's...
Well, I'm kind of worried that might fuck his bat up, but, like, it's kind of hard with that. Like, so the comparison I'm seeing is that they would say if we rushed him, he'd be the next DC, is what it would be. I've always kind of thought, you know, Dylan Carlson has always put in the effort. And just, you know, injuries, bad luck, and I think just the management just doesn't like him.
He also needs to stop fucking switch hitting.
It'd be nice if he stopped that or got really.
Well, he only listens to his dad. He's another Colby Rasmus.
He needs to be like Colby Rasmus. He needs to listen to his pop.
Carlson was class of 18, wasn't he? Of
And you know, and also, and again, it's not the same, obviously, in the comparison. I mean, DC lost a fucking year because, like, a full year of development because of COVID. So, you know.
Well, he came up in 2020.
He came up in the COVID year, but I mean, like, if we had, like, a full baseball season, you know, he's got way more reps against, you know, pitching at that point.
I thought he was going to be Carlos Beltran, dude. I was so hyped for him.
I remember that. Now that's
saying he'd be Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, yeah.
Mickey Mantle. Like, they made it seem like he was, like, that good. You know what I mean? This fucking kid can play. He was, like, he was first round, wasn't he?
You know what? Yeah, you know what's interesting?
They need to stop drafting outfielders, because when the fuck are we going to see Chase Davis? And, like, he's already going to be 23.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck did they draft him?
College, so, you know.
I was just thinking about that in the shower, or like a couple days ago. I'm like, why did they do that?
You think it's probably best if you're going to draft college players then to go draft college pitchers and then draft high schoolers for hitters then?
That's the thesis of Moneyball.
Yeah, right.
Is Davis going to play first base? Or is Walker going to play first base?
Walker should be playing first
base. Am I the Messiah of fucking Nostradamus, dude? And Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a Cardinal by July?
Am I right?
Oh, Jesus.
So you're getting rid of Goldschmidt by July?
Oh, man. That would be the smartest thing they could fucking do. I know that's so terribly a bad take.
I think that is a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
They could get Vlad Jr. for Goldie and a couple things that might hurt. But they need to. They seriously, because
I'm
he could
entertain
be,
that. I mean,
do you have to trade for Vladdy, or could you just let Goldschmidt's contract expire?
Got 2 years.
There's 2 years for Vladdy?
For Vladdy?
He's not in a walk. 2 years he's for Vladdy.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in a walk here till 26, I don't think.
Yeah.
Him and Bichette, I think, walked the same year. But am I being unrealistic, though? Doesn't that feel like the most Cardinal fucking heist thing? Like, don't you feel like that could be Mosaic's, like, last heist before he leaves?
Getting
Vlad Jr. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the most, like, Cardinal thing to happen. Like, I don't know why. Like, I didn't feel that way about Matt Olson.
Well, the most Cardinal thing to happen is that we trade for Vladdy and we give up, like, six prospects, and all those prospects win a Cy Young, and then Vladdy walks after to 2026.
And gets a drunk driving.
Well, I feel like they could. I feel like, you know,
Vladimir Guerrero, Braves.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
No, I would love that, Nick. And I'm not. I'm just.
No, I would love it too. It's just like, okay, if I'm trying to get into the brain of the front office, like
it
I'm thinking,
makes so much sense.
I'm thinking though, honestly, I think they'll convert Walker to a first.
I don't want Luke and Baker either. I don't want his ass on this team anymore. Yeah, he's just like John Nagowski, fucking 2.0.
They need to. I mean, you gotta have depth. I get it, but like Luke and Baker's best years are wasting away. They really should trade him or release him. He needs to be playing.
Feels like a Luke Voigt situation.
I like Yepes better than fucking Baker.
Yeah,
and they could have gotten somebody good in a package with Baker in there.
Yeah, and like
instead of letting Yepes go, and Yepes is a backup first baseman. Now Burleson can play it, Donovan can play it, but it's just like, I don't know. I don't see anybody. The only person I can see actually playing first base long term is Walker. But like Walker's learning the outfield. He's thrown all of his infield knowledge away, you know, to learn outfield all offseason. And I just feel like Vlad Jr. is the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can get Vladdy Jr., sure. Yeah.
I don't feel like that's unrealistic. Like, you know, we were talking about Arenado becoming a Cardinal in 2019, 18.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I was, and then like it happened. And then say like Goldschmidt came out of nowhere, that trade. It's just like those type of things, like, I feel like are a culmination of like seasons of like planning this shit.
Granted, it's always it's never at the deadline though.
And that's, if Goldschmidt's not extended before the season, I feel like they're trading him.
Yeah, if they don't extend him, I think they're moving him. Yeah.
And I hope
I think
they
that'd
don't.
Be the smart thing. I think it's gonna come down if he's having a pretty good year and where we are in contention.
I'm not attached to Goldschmidt. Like,
he's not a leader of men.
I'm not even attached to Arenado anymore. It's weird.
Oh man, dude.
Like I see these like younger guys like Sajazy. Like, I like his game. And he's 21 years old, you know? 22.
Absolutely.
10 years younger than Arenado, and not, you know, our corners, man. The towers are falling. Those twin towers are falling.
Age is the Bin Laden of baseball.
Just like Castellanos said, dude, that's like milk and wine.
No, he's on that one. You know,
what were you saying, Ryan?
Yeah,
no, I really feel like I've soured because I like on Arenado, like, simply the fact that he doesn't see himself as a leader, and it's totally clear. I think I mentioned that many times in the chat. Just
you're
33 years old, like,
dude, yeah,
or how 35 now, like, just man up,
man the fuck up, dude.
Yeah,
that
you should tell Jordan, like, you should be able to tell a 21 year old to do something, like, it
how
shouldn't
to go
be
about their business. Yeah,
yeah,
like this is how I do this shit.
Well, I mean, it's the whole lead by example versus being that plus a vocal leader. I think the vocal leader is the thing he sucks at.
Yeah, I think the lead by example thing is all nice and everything, but like I think of lead by example dudes, they're also vocal leaders. Yeah. I bring up Lou Brock, and like Lou Brock one time staged a players meeting with Vern Rapp, their manager, because he's being a fucking asshole, and Lou Brock led that. Like, he was way more than like, this is my business, I'm putting in the work. He was a vocal leader in the clubhouse.
Well, and I mean, I'm not trying to be a Arenado apologist here, but I also think about, I know it's probably difficult because, one, you can tell that guy's fucking pissed off after every loss. Like, he is.
Dude, yeah, he's passionate about
his
game.
He's passionate, and I think,
like, I don't have that problem with him. It's just like, you know,
not at all.
It's just hard to be a leader.
I wouldn't be hurt if he got traded, you know, yet last year and the year before, like, I was really on edge and like fucking scared that he was going to opt out and shit. It's like, dude, we just got him. Like, he's got to stay. But now, like, this year, if like they suck again, fucking burn it down. Please.
Yeah.
Burn it all the fuck down.
Yeah. Come on, Nick. Our average age starting pitchers is 35. Those guys are going to hold up, and we're going to have them for years. The sky's the limit. We're going to win 80 games and the division.
I am J.A. happy right now.
J.A. happy.
This is good.
I'm going to get John Lester.
Okay. Going back to the trading Goldschmidt thing, I see that as a possibility, but I also see with guys like Goldschmidt, they sign and they let him retire as Cardinals so they can sell jerseys forever and ever. Mm-hmm. He can come out on opening day and wave his hand, and they're like, he won an MVP. Like, and we can.
What a great MVP. Year that was.
We lost in two games to the Phillies. He so was hitless. Annoying.
But I just feel like that's a stereotypical guy that they will.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Man. Our two superstars can't fucking hit in the playoffs. What's up with that?
It was like that with O'Neill too. You know? They all shit their pants.
At Juan Yepes, and he got fucking canned.
Also,
they
did
too well.
Fucked him so hard. Oh my god!
I blame his father. His father.
No, Omar's the shit.
Father got him in trouble.
I would rather have Juan Yepes because I think it's awesome that his dad flames the fucking.
And Betty Burleson.
I was about to say Betty Burleson's out there defending her baby boy.
I don't know if I'm familiar with Betty Burleson.
The haters wrong. They can touch my dick.
Well, she's no Andrea DeYoung. You know, it's
They took a photo in front of cacti. Her and her son Paul. Mm-hmm. I almost sent it to the group with another meme of like with a gun or something like that. I'd be like, Nick, take a look. Twofer.
He must call the bullet.
Yeah. Nick's taking 127 hours. Paul DeYoung.
You guys don't understand the weight that was lifted off my shoulders when he got traded last season.
It had a
and
feel
then
like...
released twice. So that was nice.
I'm unshackled. I'm unbroken.
Yeah. Nick wakes up in a hospital bed. He's like, we've removed this polycystic kidney from you named Paul DeYoung.
He lifts the shadow curse.
The shadow, yeah. Nick completed act two.
Baldur's Gate. Oh, man.
Paul DeYoung was his Catholic Thor.
So 2 weeks out, how's everybody feeling about the season? What are expectations?
I'm 77 to 85 wins. Vegas put the Cardinals over under on wins at 85.5, and I would take the under. I kind of look at them performance wise same way I did with the Cubs last year.
Okay.
Like, I could see this being a below 500 season. I can see it being above, but I do not see it being a very above 500 season. I don't see them being. It's hard for me to see them finishing the season 10 games over 500.
The ceiling.
This
is
team, dude. My expectations are very low.
Yeah, Newt getting the rib fractures. That's going to keep him. They're like, we don't know how long to keep him out.
Yeah, no.
It takes a Google search. It's 6.
I don't know
weeks.
Who's. Did it's one of you guys say that he's Tyler O'Neill 2.0? Did I see that?
Someone said it, but Newt's better. But Newt has the most freak injuries. It's like that time of the year. He's like, I don't.
Well,
even
happened to Bader, you know?
Yeah,
it happened to Bader. Yeah. It happened to O'Neill. It's just like these annoying little things that they're out forever.
Yeah, Newt's like, I don't ever want to qualify for a batting title. Here is sneeze.
Here is broken ribs I made because I ran to a wall in the third spring training game.
Yeah, I shattered my femur while sitting down too fast to take a shit. That's what. And so, thanks, Newt. That's what it is. Like, I'm going to come back and in 80 games have a 820 OPS. Be like,
Burleson is my sleeper fucking MVP for this team this year.
He's come
real.
Around. Ooh, Pat's going to scold you for that.
Man. I love Burleson.
No, Pat's going to scold you.
Pat's going to scold you for that because he's anti.
So what?
So
what?
Well, like, fucking, so Burleson's interesting.
He can eat my Italian sausage. That
I know, the Irish
mackerel snapper.
The gauntlet's been thrown down. Burley's, like, contact profile is interesting because he hit
Mick
the ball
cocksucker.
Rather hard.
You done?
You okay? We want to talk baseball.
Well, yeah, go on.
Fucking Irish prick.
Irish prick. Fucking potato fucker.
Jesus Christ.
I think the only, like, he Burleson hit into like a lot of bad luck, but he also like I think his contact rate combined with that he chases a lot of pitches.
I'm a truther, dude.
Yeah, and I think if he just mitigates the chasing, I think he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, that was his first full season, and he was around a 700 OPS. I don't think that's anything to be super disappointed in. And I was listening to Gould's podcast today talking about how leaner he is, that he's taking his role as, like, a corner outfielder seriously, focused on his defense.
And got 400 average. He's so. Dating a sheriff. How cool is that? We that love the cops, dude.
Sheriff but David Clark, actually.
Damn right.
we love that thin blue line.
Thin blue line Burleson. The burly blue line.
Wasn't and he was really unlucky last year, too, right? I'm looking up
in terms of expected average and expected slugging, yeah. But, I mean, yeah. At the end of the day.
Dude could be a 300 hitter. Like,
he was in the minors and like
he won a batting title.
Yeah. So what was I mean, we talked about this in the Discord is like I always saw like his outlook as he would play on a bad team as a DH, most likely like a first baseman. But like he's going to be a serviceable big leaguer, whether he's a platoon guy or like a starter. I don't see him like as being like an all star, but like he's totally fine as a baseball player. You know, him and
Brendan Donovan are going to be Mariners for Bryce Miller.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
You say that right after I order a Brendan Donovan jersey. How fucking dare you?
Why would you hurt him like that?
Yeah, why would you do
Brendan
that?
Donovan's a lifer Cardinal. Just he's the next Donovan. Face of the franchise.
He's like the Dustin Pedroia of the Cardinals.
And we yeah. hang up those
two. I really Donovan. Like that, though. I'd be okay with that.
We hang up Brendan Donovan's fucking blur.
Yeah. I know you hate the Irish, Nick, but.
He's but German. Donovan's German.
More sense, yeah.
We're just having two separate conversations.
We are, yeah.
He's German, and we're just like, yeah, we're going to hang up problematic tweets.
Problematic. Put it on a flag for old Donnie boy.
Man. Hey, did you guys see that Danny Mack is coming to Cape?
He is. He's gonna. We should go and
I hope he's not driving.
Remember the original shirt design? Yeah.
I
mean,
I still want that shirt.
I should maybe get that made and we wear it.
Danny.
Whoa, that was for drunk.
Shots for everybody.
You're just spilling beer.
Where is it going to be again?
Dalhousie, like the golf club.
Very oh, fuck club. That.
Yeah, our credit score won't get us in there. So
shut the fuck up, man.
We can get in there.
Josh, there's no reason. There's no reason for him to be doing that.
Yeah, it's a Club Aqua. Yeah, I get in there. Yeah,
ladies, the deck at Club Aqua has collapsed. Danny Mac's head fell off. We should go though.
We should.
We should crash one of our vehicles.
When is that?
Let me look.
Yeah.
And how much is it and how do you get in?
All right.
With a gun. I'm here to see Daniel. He ran over my boy.
The Hoosie Golf Club.
Yeah.
Danny Mac.
Daniel.
An evening Mac. With Jay Delsing and Danny McLaughlin.
Man, his career really, really tanked.
Thursday? March 21st, 5:30 to 8:30.
It's too bad. I'm not gonna go.
Tickets
to that.
Are $45 plus
no. per
person.
$45
includes buffet, drinks not included.
Okay.
So I want to go get food poisoning and then meet a fucking alcoholic. Cool.
Yeah. And if
yeah,
and
you can pay to hang out with me, Nick.
I can
both
eat
of those things.
Yeah, I can eat at a certain place and fucking. Hang out with you. Yeah.
Well, Nick, you're obviously interested, so you can go ahead and email John at dalhousiegolfclub.com.
I'll tell him to take this $45 and shove it up his own ass.
Okay.
Because that's insane.
What if we paid for Nick to go?
About $5 per person. $5 at the door. All I need is gas money to get up to fucking St. Louis.
Yeah. That's right. We should pay a former play-by-play announcer for the Cardinals the same we pay for bands that play at bars. Is what we should do. what he should be making, right?
Yeah.
We need some increased Patreon numbers so Nick can go meet Danny Man.
Yeah, no, we'll take Patreon money.
You guys just send me.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. We dress you up like we need to dress him up like he's a ghost.
Go fund me, dude. Go fund me. Get Nick to me. Send Nick to me, Danny Mac.
We're going to dress you up like the ghost of a child killed in a drunk driving accident. We're going to get you a shirt with like tire marks up the center.
Stop, have, like, a, dude.
Have a crushed bicycle wheel around your neck. Danny Mac.
So fucked
repent.
Up.
I'm the ghost of Christmas Way future.
I'm the ghost of Christmas Way future. What do you mean, way future? I'm your 10th DUI. 10th?
I'm only at 3.
Danny, drink this gin and it'll give you some sense of humor.
Drink his goop, Danny. It's 80 proof.
Drink this what?
Drink his goop, Scrooge.
Thought he said something else.
Oh.
Whoa.
Mm. What would that
work? What would it have been?
Thought he had a chunky.
It's not something you've called me before, has it?
Oh, ooh. Never.
I don't call you anything but lover boy. That's all.
Lover, well, boy. Lover boy. Yeah, I've been called that a few times.
Hell yeah, dude. You've been called the imbustable object.
Because
you bust when you want to.
Yeah, it's right now.
Bitches don't make me.
Okay.
Well, they're stupid bitches.
I shit and I came. What?
Have we even thought of like what are like previews or predictions are going to be?
I'm so uninspired. I don't fucking care.
Me too.
I'm going to be the one optimist here, and I think we win the division handedly.
And
with Devin Williams out for 3 months, yeah,
Devin Williams is hurt. Yeah.
I think we win at least 90 games this year.
The Cubs are fucking scary.
Cubs are good.
I think the Reds are scariest.
Well, the Reds just lost. Who was it? Marte for fucking 80 games. So
sorry, they got so many players.
Yeah, but they're about to get busted too.
They have a smorgasbord, dude. It's fucking weird. They have a buffet. They have a Dalhousie buffet.
Kyle Schwarbus.
I say the Cubs though, because I mean they got Bellinger and fucking Horner and Swanson and fucking Iamaga's great. Justin Steele.
Justin Steele
last year too, yeah.
So. Yeah, dude. The Cubs.
Kyle Hendricks.
All I care about is the fucking Brewers being in the fucking dumpster.
Yeah.
Because they, for no reason, won the division that many times. They shouldn't have. Like, that team on paper is ass.
Yeah.
It's so ass.
Well, they're going to find out.
Manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chicken.
Craig Counsel.
He was not good.
Together.
He was not good.
He's not good?
So I don't think he's a good manager.
Hot take.
I think he's very overrated.
Okay.
Because, like, he got to the CS right once, but he overmanages and he has weird. Doesn't he have like weird things with his starting pitchers?
Well, yeah, he uses his bullpen a lot, but I mean, in Council's defense, he takes like a team that's like bottom third in payroll and has gotten them what, 2 or 3 division titles and has established a culture of winning there.
You got to think of the incompetence of the NL Central too.
That's how
David Ross was fucking stupid and Ollie Marmol's not much smarter. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Cardinals preyed on that more. I mean that level.
I'm full
of
hot takes tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that level of.
I'm fucking so excited. Ryan's here. It's like fucking.
We love him so.
Gotta get them all out.
Yeah. We gotta dox him.
Ryan, I just want to hear you talk for 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Just talk, baby.
Just talk, man.
We're here for
it. What you got?
Yeah.
Oh man, what's going on? There was a tornado today. Did you guys
in Providence, Rhode Island,
in Connecticut?
Yeah, in Connecticut.
Hartford.
Tornado Alley, they call it. That's why the pizza tastes so good, because a tornado spins it like
that. The Tornado Alley right on Hartford, Connecticut. Like, this place is fucked.
Yeah.
10 tornadoes hit the city every goddamn year. Yeah, so that was exciting.
Gangs of roaming tornadoes. That's why the crime is so bad. There's just so many tornadoes. Just
the Twisters group is what it is.
So
you live through that.
Live through the tornado. Mm-hmm. Got that going on.
Want to share anything personal?
I got the leaves to the yard. There were leaves in my yard. I got them in bags, and then I put them on the street, and a guy took them away. There's guys that'll do that.
You name the bags? I would have put googly eyes on them.
Yeah, they were from Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware. Yeah.
They have those in Connecticut? I thought that was just a Midwest thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, got them everywhere.
Ryan owns a couple Ace Hardwares up there.
Mm-hmm. He extended the franchise there. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's civilizing that part of the world.
Full of surprises.
Those disgusting eastern seaborders.
Like, the thing is, for Connecticut just basically being a shitty highway you drive through from, New York to Boston.
Hot take!
I think Ryan brings a certain level of, class and je ne sais quoi.
Culture.
Mise-en-scene.
Yeah.
I'm not just out there doing white-collar crime.
Show up a parent
doing blue collar crime
with your husbands. You're the most progressive family they've ever seen.
Ryan shows up in Connecticut and he's the blue collar guy in that Norman Rockwell painting.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech. Yeah. That, Ryan. Every
Standing up,
be like,
we missed you on Twitter too, man. You need to get back on there.
Yeah, dude. Listen, maybe when the season starts. Ryan, we've all said slurs on Twitter. Not as hardcore as you, and that's why you had to delete it. But, like, come on, man. I think enough people have forgotten.
Papa, the Elon Musk guy, he told me, he said,
Papa listen, Elon. Man. Ryan begins his tech bro libertarian streak.
He was like, listen, man, it's freedom of speech, but what do you say? No, thank you. Not for my
Twitter. Don't dox the Nazi comic book artist.
He blocked me. I've never tweeted at him. So you guys should check, see if you got blocked by him, actually.
What's his name?
Stone Toss. He got doxxed, which is good because he's a fucking Nazi piece of shit.
Oh, I've never heard of him. He didn't block you.
You fucking suck.
Well, Josh has DM'd him. Yeah, we need a sick Nick on him, actually. Nick will get him to...
He made a meme.
He did?
I don't know if you'll be able to see this, but...
Oh, yeah, I saw that one of him. Right, I like how it doesn't deny the fact that he's a Nazi, so... Yeah. He had, like, an old comic called Red Panels that was super 1488, like, blatant 1488 coded. And he disappeared because people were like, wow, you're really saying the quiet part out loud. And then he made... Stone Toss or Pebble Yeet. So,
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, people know what he looks like and everything.
So hey, we have a couple of voicemails we need to play.
Yeah, we got some voicemails.
You
got
to load those because I don't have Gmail on my phone and it won't let me do the double authentication thing.
Oh, fuck, because my speaker fucking sucks, though. Well,
I'll go ahead and do spoiler alert. My crumble champ is Aroldis Chapman.
Okay.
Damn it, he took mine. Mine is his mother, because that's a mother's love. Right?
Low-hanging fruit. Melons, possibly.
Melons.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tyler left me...
some milk pillows.
We got...
Milk pillows.
Milk pillows.
Okay.
Milk pillows. Bags of milk like they have in Canada.
Yeah.
Tyler left me 3. Let's see if... I'm worried.
Hey, baby. It's Jeff Lucan calling to tell you to keep up a good job on that there podcast of yours. You're the finest baseball podcast resource in North America. And I would know, because I've been all over and I love baseball. Elvis loves 2 things in this world, pills, baseball, and karate. I woke up this morning saying I'm going to do a whole lot of both of them. And I tell you what, baby, I'm all out of karate. God damn. Hey, can you try to open this? It's got one of them child safety locks on it, and I can't get to my sweet icy. Anyway, keep it up. I love you boys. Keep up the hard work, Ryan, Nick, Josh, and Tim.
That was a great voicemail.
It's still going.
I'm going to record their name later so that it goes in right there where I had that
I
pause.
Think I'll put in, Tyler called in as Jordan Peterson, and I think for everyone on this one, I'm just going to edit it in to the pod, and we'll just make that our little snack.
Okay.
He
okay.
did it twice because the first one, here, I'll read off the transcript. This is Jordan B. Peterson calling. I was wondering if I could get a quick question in the house to Nick. I think he's the cutest because he's as emaciated as I am. I recently found a rather hobby. Fuck that one up. That was the one Tyler goofed. And then there's this one, which is about a minute. So we'll just splice it.
Okay.
We'll splice,
it in.
It's well established I'm the cutest.
Sorry, not
pod.
Tyler. Tony La Russa. Yeah, you got voted cutest.
Yeah, I'm cutest.
Overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
Damn.
Someone voted for Ryan.
Yeah.
Why?
You're pretty cute. You're handsome.
Yeah, you're a handsome boy.
You are a handsome lad, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks.
Got a nice flow going. Yeah.
Haven't gotten a haircut in a while. I told you guys, it's been a rough few months.
Keep growing it.
Yeah. Start smoking more. You only smoke when you
wish, baby. I wish.
Okay. I ain't a fink, you dig.
It's been hard for Ryan because his teenage son came out as straight, and he really disappointed the husbands.
Really, the husbands weren't into that.
That's been hard.
Yeah. He wants a Newport 100 so bad, and he can't have one.
He's like, you can't. How? What am I going to tell your fathers? They all bought you a pair of roller skates, and you're going to tell them you're straight now?
And hot pants.
And hot pants. Look how handsome
are we doing
we're
crumble champs
stuff, but we gotta appreciate you, Adonis.
Yeah,
Greek
crumble champ. Nick announced his crumble champ.
I'm gonna crumble these jeans.
I got a crumble champ for you. Julian Assange, have you heard of that guy in a while? Where's he at? Nobody's talking about him. I haven't heard
who?
Of him. Exactly, that's what they want you to think. Find that guy,
Ryan.
Give him a big old hug. Give him a big old smooch. If you see
Julian
that guy on
who?
The streets, just give him a good kiss.
The WikiLeaks.
What's his name?
WikiLeaks guy.
Julian Assange.
He got kicked out of the Peruvian embassy because he was stealing Wi-Fi too much.
Yeah.
The Australian editor.
Dudes rock.
Dudes rock.
Man, I think my crumble champ is probably I'm gonna say it's these women. I'll just play the clip real quick. It should come through on my phone here. It's a religious white woman podcast. I don't know the name of it.
Oh yes.
If you have already said yes to something, listen to me so carefully. If you've already said yes to something and then leading up to it, you do not want to go, you're getting sick, you're just tired, you don't want to go, all these, what if I just skipped? That is because God has something so big for you there and the devil wants to steal it.
Did Nolan Arenado post that on his Instagram story?
You know that feeling, like, last minute where you're like, I want to just stay in my pajamas, I don't want to go, sounds like work, I don't know, I'm scared, and then you say no? Bro, that is an attack from the enemy, because he knows that that could be fruitful for you to go to.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, my crumble champ is this guy that I found on TikTok.
Is it the crypto guy? You could just say Aroldis Chapman, that guy.
The white devil.
Oh.
Oh no.
Man.
That dude has so many videos and they're so good.
Mine is
he was talking to you, Ryan. You are the white devil.
God, that. I can't wait for this country to ban TikTok. Just so we can get
tic tac toe,
dude. I'll have fucking
stop it.
I'll have instead of 4 hours of Instagram reels, I'll have fucking 12.
Jesus,
because I won't be spending 6 hours on TikTok every day.
My my champ is President Joe Biden because it got leaked to the press
rules.
By the Israeli Israeli government is accusing him of trying to overthrow Netanyahu's government.
That'd be so based.
That would be the funniest fucking thing in the world is if we cooed Israel.
APAC say what?
Israel, yeah. you're just like Icarus. You flew too close to the black sun. Oh, there we go. Because they're the real Nazis.
Black hole sun.
Black hole sun. Won't you come?
That's a song we could
an ethnically cleansed Palestine. Hey, black hole sun. There you go. We did it. We got patrons.
Yeah.
Look at this. Fire up that heater.
Pat.
Pat.
You're fucking favorite. Irish. Fuck.
You drunken fucking Irish prick. Drunken fucking Irish prick.
Drunken. Okay, I was gonna do it. All right, Pat, who I love.
Bravo, who texted me today. He was listening to our pod, and he was getting caught up. So, love him.
Yeah.
He's my favorite of all of them.
I went to my grandpa died this past week, so I went to the funeral. Yeah, we don't want to hear about that.
So, rest of the patrons.
Yeah. Well, my grandpa was one of the patrons. My grandpa was one of the patrons. That's the twist.
Grandpa Cook?
Yeah. Grandpa Cookie. My brother, who is from Oklahoma, was there, and my brother suddenly got really cool. He was like, what up? Like, my brother's a minister, and now he's cursing, and he's like, yeah, I drink beer, and I'm normal. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, he still loves God, but he's, like, not super annoying.
Oh, well.
But he loves God more when he's drunk now.
He does, and I tried. So, yeah, I'm like, well, shit, I may actually come down and see you in the family. And then Bravo told us he's not that far away from my brother, so that's cool.
Shit.
And I know you're talking about, yeah, let's make a fucking
let's go to Oklahoma, baby.
We can swing by Hartford, Connecticut, pick up Ryan. You know,
let's fucking unibomb that place again. I'm
okay. Whoa. All right, Jesus.
What? Hey,
what did I say?
At least you got the bomber wrong. So
yeah,
man, you won't hear that on another Cardinals fan podcast.
Yeah, all they right, know who their terrorists are.
Yeah. At the fucking Thunder Arena. That we got
Pat Bravo. We got James.
I got Josh Giddey fucking terrorizing underage girls.
Yeah, he's terrorizing bowling alleys. I don't know where kids hang out at. That would be weird.
Cops.
Nick.
James.
Alex, James.
Jeff.
Cran.
Richie. Cran.
I think that's all of them.
I think we said nine there.
Oh, everybody
Tyler.
In the
Tyler!
Fantasy pod.
Tyler, yeah. Everyone fantasy. In the fantasy pod.
Yeah, when's that draft? Ours is this Sunday.
And this Sunday?
This Sunday?
Cool. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we need to talk about who moved that up.
What?
Who moved that the time up, Nick?
Later?
Earlier.
Earlier?
Earlier. Like midday. Oh. No? Okay.
I work on Sundays.
Let me just look. What time are you off Sunday, Tom?
6 o'clock.
Is this the pond or is this?
Or later.
This is the swamp hole.
The swamp hole,
the dirty one. Okay.
What works best for you, Ryan?
It later too. Like if it was like this time, it'd be good on Sunday too.
Okay.
Like
I have a family dinner at 6. That's just why.
Oh well, then we'll do like 9 o'clock, or we'll do like 8 o'clock.
Because I got to celebrate my Irish heritage, Nick.
The Ooh. Only reason.
Ryan
you
Ryan.
Can please hey bleep this out. hey, listen to me, Tom. Bleep this out. Tom?
Yeah, sorry. What do you got? And we're back. We had to cut that. We were talking about how we would take and we couldn't make it
a
whole episode without talking about overthrowing the government.
Yeah, I talked about lots of sex stuff too.
Yeah. Hot, cool. Gooey sex stuff.
Yep. Sweaty.
Illegal sex free. Stuff.
Only in Canada.
Say goodbye to Josh. So we're going to the Virgin Isles. Okay. Who are we fucking tonight?
Oh, there's so many.
Ah!
Ay, 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 ay.
I don't know.
Fuck
this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be no.
No, vibes. No. The ceiling's the roof on it. This is good vibe season 2.0 for me.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Devil magic. Devil magic's afoot, fellas.
The devil has abandoned us.
Hey, if Carpenter can if Carpenter can OPS 800 off the bench, I'll fucking
It sounded like you said Green. Carburetor for his last name.
Carburetor. My carburetor. Carburetor. My carburetor, sorry.
All right, wrap this up. The new show comes out in 15 minutes. I got to fucking...
Sounds like he's got 15.
Keep going.
What show comes out in 15 minutes?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
the MLB, new, the show.
MLB The Show.
Oh, okay, okay. You're streaming it?
Yeah, no, not tonight. I'm okay. Thinking either tomorrow or maybe you. Sunday after the draft. I don't know yet.
Well, send me an invite. I want to watch you play. All right.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck
Aroldis Chapman, that sick cocks.